Blog Talk Radio.
It was love at the sight, I know, from the way she looked at me. Her eyes said it all, long days and nights we spent. I never met her at all.
Not the way I see down the aisle. You're the Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm co-host La Perla Negra, and I'm riding shotgun with King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, what's going on, Queen? I'm here. I'm feeling good tonight. You know, refreshed, rejuvenated. What's good?
It's all good. It's all good. Got out for a little bit, got some sunshine and more of this heat. And just, you know what? I'm feeling all right. Feeling all right.
We got the music blazing tonight.
I tried. I'm on a smooth groove thing tonight. So that's how I had to give it to y'all. But let me finish the introduction to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in King and Queen's quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Always braced out, necked off. Yeah.
I know that's right. I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. And before I continue, I'd like to give a big shout-out to someone who is not only a very, very good friend of mine, but he is also, now he wears many hats. I'm going to give you a few of them. Okay, just a couple of them. He is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links, and you can acquire those in a second. I'll tell you where. His name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, a baby, baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry over at Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com and on Amazon. And if you can't get them from there, you make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with beautiful pieces of jewelry. Okay, this show. Want to tell everybody what's going on tonight?
Hey, you're now here rocking with me and LaPrell Omega. We asked the question, what is your motivation behind the line of your poetry you present? What it is, what it isn't. Call in. Let us know.
Nice. Well, let me ask you that question. What is your motivation behind poetry?
My motivation is my greatest inspiration, and that's from what I see and what I feel in the world.
Okay. That's what's up. I got that pretty much the same answer. But you know what motivates me more? And you know what? I can't even really pinpoint, but I'm going to give you one that just pushes my pen right away. I mean, just I feel it, and I just got to grab my pen and start writing music.
Yeah,
music does it for me, you know, because you know there's a song for every relationship and everything that somebody has gone through in a relationship. There's always a song for that. Sometimes it's a whole album for the relationship that you are going through at that point in time. I'm gonna tell you one song, one album that was put out when I was going through exactly the same thing that she was. And it's called Heather by Heather Headley. And, I mean, every song on there, I was like, oh, my God, this girl is in my head. Every single song, man. Yes. The highs, the lows, the ins, the outs, all of that. Yes. Man, that was crazy. But I got past but I'm still a big fan of her. Go ahead.
One of my favorite albums, you know, even though it's from the 80s, but it can still rock anywhere, any era, and that's God's First Album. You know, that album by God, the first one.
Oh, God.
Yes.
They got
that first album. That album right there, it can rock in any era. It's a song for everything. It's just a whole vibe. You know?
Okay. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. It's a song for every relationship. You name me a relationship that there is not a song to, and I'm going to call you a big fat liar because you can find it. And it doesn't matter what genre it is. It's a song for every relationship. I'm trying to tell you, even how you feel about yourself. This is one song, and it was, don't laugh. It was on a commercial, right? And it was just a little snippet of a song. And I was like, that's me. That is me. And I searched on the internet, and I found that song, and I downloaded that joint and put it right in my playlist. I was like, yep, this me. Aside from a few lines that don't, you know, fit into the equation, the whole song was me. I was like, wow. And it's a country western song at that.
You know what? I found out this song. My brother told me. He said, yo, this song right here is one of Pop's favorite songs. And I was like, what song is that? You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, look it up on YouTube. It's called Magic by the group Pilot. And I listened to it, and I was like, huh? That was one of his favorite songs. He was like, yo, every time that song used to come on, he'd have his radio, and he'd be like, yo, he'd lit up, and he'd just be like, I was like, wow. And then it became one of my favorite songs. Because I'm like, yo, you can be going through anything. You hear that song? Whoa, it's magic. You're like, oh, it just got a groove.
You know, la, da, 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 da. I know that song. Okay.
They got a few hits, though, that group, Pilot. I'm like, yeah. So you just never know. Go outside the genre, and you be like I was telling you earlier today, I was listening to Bon Jovi. I was rocking out while I going to sleep, taking a nap. I was like, yo, we taking that to some Bon Jovi music. I was listening to the best of Bon Jovi.
That's what's up. I mean, you're going to have me listening to him later on. Because he got a song for every party. That song right there is straight about toxic love. He was like, shot through the heart and you to blame. You give love a bad name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a cool song, though. I remember the white dude in class, you know, say he had the cassette. Like I was telling you, he had the cassette on his desk. I was like, yo, who that? And he was like, Bon Jovi. I was like, Bon Jovi? Yo, he used to wear, like, the leather jackets in school. You know, that group of people that got the chains and everything. He used to wear the boots.
Yeah.
We thought he was kind of weird. But I was like, yo, bro, let me borrow that tape one. I'll bring it back tomorrow, I swear. You know what I'm saying? We're the same class. So we got two classes together. I'll bring it back. He's like, all right. I said, I just want to dub it. And I just kept listening to stuff, and I was just like, yo, they kind of cool. I said, the white boy didn't put me up on Bon Jovi.
That's a shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to get into some poetry? Because I am.
Hey, let's rock. I mean, hey.
All right. Well, as you always say, ladies first, so I'm going to go on ahead and just step on in here. Okay. This is called Music is Life. All right. Thank you. Music is my shadow dancer. I dance through my storm with it. And when my softened voice begins to die, my music will come to vibrate in their memory. Music is like my poetry, has always been and will eternally remain a part of me because it is a vital part of my survival. It is my expression of my passionate feelings and the bearer of my precious memories. Like the perfectly safe feeling when sinking into the comfort of his arms. When my soul feels off balance, it brings it back together, yet stimulating my nerves, reminding me that I am alive and to just live. Music brings hope because it inspires and it speaks to me, for me, over and over when I'm afraid they won't listen. Because I learned a long time ago that music can bring people to you regardless if they want to listen or not. They still hear it. Thing reacts and relates to music through the stimulating vibrations of sound. It is universal, multiversal, and felt galaxies away. Music has always been and always will be. Whether it be a single note repetitiously, a beautifully composed sonnet of melodies, or an annoying cacophony, there isn't anything in existence that doesn't know music. So I speak to everyone through my music, and eventually, they get me. Music is a necessary force, and is the language of the spirit opening the secret of life. Is essential. Music is life itself, and that's that piece.
Well, shucks, you raising the bar tonight, huh? Hey, that was a lovely piece, bro. Let me ask you, what inspired you to write that piece? You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I was really going through something. This piece is old. I was in my feelings for a long time because I was going through a healing process from a relationship. I found out I was the only one in love in the damn relationship. And his wife made sure to let me know that. You know? And that's why I started going through what I was going through. I was like, here's a wife. What? Oh, my God. So, yeah, I turn to music. I don't want to be bothered with people at that time. When I'm hurting, I don't want to be around people. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to sit and listen to some music and work my way through the pain. And that's pretty much where it came from. It was motivated by actual heartbreak. It may not sound like it in there, but it is.
Yeah. No, I feel you. That was a lovely piece, though. Just thinking out of ass, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it, you know. Yeah. All right. So, speaking of lovely pieces, I'm ready. We ready. So, I'm going to move back out of the way.
I'm in manifestation mode. Bring things into fruition again. You know what I mean? All right, this piece is titled Winter, Spring, Summer, and Fall.
Mike is yours.
Born to live amongst the city of angels, when is the time? Take a trip, absorb the sunny, warm weather, and try to find. There's not a dark enough pair of shades the way out there. My only fear might just be I won't return out here. My East Coast home, temporary to my best you know. A different place, perhaps go and find a thin line to toe. Balance an expedition while I listen and hear what's mentioned, while my heart into dimensions of a new life of living. I'm the type that search and find and leave the old me behind. Is it really a good sign? Let me walk and probably climb. A ladder of success, feeling refreshed out in the west. Weight of the east is on my shoulders. I can't shake it off my chest.
Wow. You know, your pieces are, like I always say, they are very, very direct. You don't pull no punches. You don't hesitate. You tell it just the way it is. And you play with metaphors, too. And I like that. But I want to ask you a personal question. Have you ever written a piece while you was really, really deeply hurt? I'm talking about broke you to the point where you had to write this piece, but you was just like in your feelings.
Oh yeah, definitely. When am I not in my feelings or not? Well, on the hurt side of it, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I wrote a few joints like that. I had to get that shit out of my system or not. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Music on, and I just was like,
mm-hmm.
As you say in the hood, I just went the fuck in. Look at this shit. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing about it, the poem wasn't even really about the whole matter. It was just about the principal facts of the matter. You know what I'm saying? So I just got it out of my system, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Then I read it again in the morning. And I was like, damn, you know that? I mean, I was like, jeez, I must have been right there. Yeah.
That was my question. I wanted. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, that's the beauty of being a poet. You know what I'm saying? When you're going through things, you can become very expressive and get out of the system. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right, one last question before we get to these artists. I think I heard you say you woke up the next day and was like, damn, I wrote that. I have done that so many times. And I'm talking about where I don't even remember picking up my pen and writing it, and I like surprised myself, and I just was like, I had to read it a couple of times in order for it to get through to me. Have you gone through that before?
Yeah, I've been in that zone, and I was just like, you know, just have you on one of those folds right there. We are as human beings, you know.
Absolutely. I think we go through that because us being the type of artist that we are, poets, it's like us getting up and walking. It's second nature to us. So sometimes, you know, I guess it kind of like when you write like that, when you're going through something that's really traumatizing and you don't even remember picking up your pen the next day, I think it's like sleepwalking. You just do it naturally without even being conscious of it. But because that is the way we express ourselves, that pen is the first thing that we reach for. You know, it's almost like an appendage. Okay. Well, before I open up this first mic, let me do a station ID because it's about 9:45 now, and we got to get some bills paid every half hour. So let me do this real quick, and then we'll open up the first microphone.
Tiffany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Let's get into it now. We're going to open up this first microphone. Can you ready for this?
Yeah, let's move it.
All right, we got ourselves a C-34 music, y'all. Hey, C-34, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I like your smile. Let's just put it like that. How are you doing, La Perla Negra and King Atterbury? How are you doing?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
I'm good.
Well, enjoying the show. Yes.
Everything good over here.
I need a haircut.
You always got something to say about one of them artists.
Well, not this time. This time
okay.
You did good. I am well pleased of you. I'm going to give you a star. You know, you got in kindergarten. I'm going to give you a star.
Oh, suck it, man. I did good.
I'm doing good.
Okay. Since you've been on here listening, we want to ask the question, what motivates your poetry?
The simple answer is life. Just observing everything around you, observing what you go through, observing what others go through, and there's a poem that comes out of it. Don't know which way it's going to go, but the poem comes out. That's my answer on that one.
Okay. Well, let me ask you the question that I asked the host. Have you ever been in a dark space where you have written something and you wake up the next morning, you didn't even realize that you wrote it, and you'd be like, damn, I wrote that? When did I write that?
Yeah, I have. One comes to mind is when I was thinking about how family would not, I would come around for family and they would not come around for me at times. So it felt like, you know, what would happen if I died in my four-walled apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would know. I wrote a dark poem like that. Ever since then, I said, no, I'm not going to do that one again.
Okay. I feel you on that one. Yeah, been there, done that, honey. Trust me. But you know what? I haven't thought about it in years. Until my twin passed away about 2 years ago. That's when my family, especially the hateful ones, they wanted to feel or look important. So what they did, they were having a get together. When did the pandemic start? 2020 or something like that?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, he passed away that year. And they weren't allowing us to have big gatherings and stuff like that. Right.
Yes.
Even if it wasn't a forced thing for us to stay separate, I still wouldn't have gone around them. They were coming in my inbox talking about, well, you know, we want to get together and have a celebration of life. For what? Y'all didn't give a shit about us when he was alive. And now I'm supposed to just let it go and come around you like you haven't treated me like crap for years. No, thank you. I'm good. I'll stay right here and mourn my twin the way I've been doing all these other years with everybody else that has passed on that meant something to me. Y'all keep that shit over there, you know. And it ain't about a bitter thing. It's just I'm not going to be in that energy. I'm not putting on no clown suit for nobody no more. Feel me?
Oh, that's right.
I feel you. It's like just took me by my shirt and just jacked me up a minute there on La Perla Negra.
Oh, really? Didn't mean to. I didn't mean to come off like that, really. It's just, you know, certain people can put you in a particular energy if you let them. It's all good. It's all good. I'm blessed. Once I got past, I found out I didn't need them, I was good, you know. And now they don't know whether to scratch their watch or wind their butt, and I really don't care. But I ain't going to hold you no longer. I know you brought something amazing for us to listen to tonight, so what I'm going to do is get out the way, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, La Perla Negra and King Atterbury. This piece is called Town Hall Meeting. Sitting here uncomfortable in this town hall meeting, asking myself, why did I decide on being here? Except for the reason that someone I knew closely was brutally beaten by a police person looking at getting her quota of tickets issued last weekend. I relate to the reactions of anger in every mic speaker, but not once did I hear the evidence within critical thinking. All I heard was the cop was white and assumed she despised the victim's racial features and that a protest against her is planned for Thursday night in the middle of the street I live. Black Lives Matter chapters coming out of their mansions will be there along with Antifa, the NAACP, some weak implanted pastors, and some sugar sweet preachers. Now I come to this mic hyper seething over everybody's sentences repeating. I say this is the first time in 3 years that I synced you all. Murders and rapes, armed robberies have been occurring, and I never heard a peep from any of you people. That's right. I said you people. But here you are with your creeping around greedy mooching selves, showing support for somebody known as a thief and a heathen. Really? I don't believe you. This ain't no community because there's no common unity. Who you think you fooling here? Riding in your whips for photo opportunities to get more money in your church businesses. And you program all the foolish sheep asking for donations when you don't change shit. But you join in out of nowhere spreading racism and hatred, showing pretend aggression against the authorities you voted for and placed here. Now, I'm not saying, and hear me now for a minute, that cop ain't guilty of this life that has been taken. She is. But you're all hypocrites in not telling last week who raped Kim, a black chick, on St. Patrick's Day by Black Raymond. So what say you? I'm out of here because you played yourself when you say their names but won't change a thing. All up in this matrix just playing a game. I'm done. I'll step behind the line, shaking my head, knowing you wasn't even listening. Don't come knocking on my door, apartment 3, trying to keep me company. If you do, I might jack you because you tripping. In peace.
Yo, okay. You stepping on some necks tonight. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, this ain't nothing new, bro. This ain't nothing new. You always came like this. I remember the first time I heard you spit, man. I was like, ooh, they might come for him. He keep telling them truths like that. For real, that was my reaction. I was like, but I said to you, you know you done pissed a few people off, right? I remember that night, and you still doing it, oh, man. It's a dope piece. It really is. Let me ask you something. Do you ever think about the fact that you are exposing people? You know, some pretty powerful people don't want certain things said. You ever think about that?
I have a picture of Nat King Cole, and I fooled around with the picture and put some stuff on it. I said, although it's been said many times, many ways, I think of these things.
Okay.
So I really don't give a dang. That's pretty much. I'm Clark Gable up in this mug.
You got something for that king.
Bro, don't go on the ground like Bin Laden. You talking that talk. You better find a sanctuary. But you be having dope pieces, though. Definitely.
Yeah, you know,
hey,
they told so many lies on Bin Laden because, you know, it wasn't about him being no terrorist or nothing. You know, that was strictly about information and money. Okay. Same thing with Gaddafi. It was, let me shut up.
You're going to bring the conspiracy theorists out of me. Because I'll be like, okay, did y'all see the computer-generated images? Okay, where is he?
Exactly, exactly. You know, over here in the U.S., it's a bunch of bullies over here, you know, and they just cannot have somebody having resources that can possibly overtake them. You know, that's what that shit was about with Gaddafi. But like I said, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Hey, it's like the old westerns. You know how they get shot and they do a 360 off the horse after they get shot, and you don't see any blood coming out of them, just dust, and they're still breathing.
Yep.
That's America.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, you ride a bunch of smoking damn mirrors. That's it. But amazing piece. It is.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming through. I am going to escort you over there to the Royale Lounge. I got it. I did it right. If you don't mind, sir, I'm going to walk you on over here. And thank you for coming. I'm going to say one love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
All right. Yo, I know he wake folks up. I know he do. Because I'll be listening and I'm like, I know what he's speaking is the truth, okay? You know, because like I said, it's a bunch of smoking damn mirrors with what goes on over here. But, you know what? I want to play a song.
Right.
In fact, hey, King, you got access to the songs over there? Because I ain't heard you be the maestro tonight. And you usually come with some.
I'm on deck. I'm on deck. Yeah, I got something for you.
All right, that's what's up.
You go.
Fresh like the kiss up morning dew. That's how it felt that day we met and I first laid eyes on you. Yeah, it's like you walked right up on my fantasy. And then you left that day, girl, why did you abandon me? Maybe you'll see when you.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be,
yeah. Now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time. Oh baby, you were the one that made me real. Now that you're gone, so tell me, what in the world am I supposed to feel? Without you here
and
with me,
if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Said
I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Listen, something tells me I've been wrong. Of the love that you should have given. Never thought you'd leave me on my own. But I see that it's over.
And I hope one day you'll find.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. Will we ever find?
I wonder if you'll ever find out. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
I wonder
if
Wonder who that was.
That's that Ryan Leslie joint. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he always had it popping with that joint. I had to dig deep in the crates today when I.
I hear that. You know what my favorite song is by him? My Addiction. That joint. That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all, you know, we got that in
all kinds. Oh. Well, that'll work. You ain't gonna get no argument out of me. That joint was that used to be my joint. I used to do a little bouncing some years ago, right? And the club that I worked at, I was actually like, they had the speakers everywhere, okay? And the only time the speakers didn't bother me was when they played that Ryan Leslie song, My Addiction. Yo, I would like stop the women because I was only allowed to search the women. You know, I would stop them at the door and be like, y'all got to wait a minute. This is my shit right here. And then he's like, no, she's not blocking us from coming in because she want to dance. Yes, I am. That was my joy, guys. When the song was over, we went back to searching and everything. It was all good. My husband used to look at me like, man, come on. But I'm going to open up this next microphone. We got ourselves a Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Otto, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Otto.
Are you muted, Automatic? Going once, going twice. All right, I guess we can spin the block and come back around to him. I got another piece if you'd like to hear. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
let me find it now. Right, let me see. What do I got here? Let me make sure this ain't no real explicit stuff. I got to get out of break for a second now. Erotic poetry. Because I'll be surprising myself. Like, what? Wait a minute. This is not what I thought it was. All right, I found it. Okay, so this is called What Lies Beneath. This is another old one. This is like about a year or so old. Okay. All right. You know, love and relationships can be a roller coaster of emotions. But sometimes hearts get broken and shattered within those emotions, whether it's by them or you've done it to yourself. It does happen. And there's no quick fix. You just have to learn and grow through it as you go through it. We have every right to go insane. Let's come back. That's what I use to glue the pieces of my shattered heart back together. And eventually it works. But for now, I'm going through a little something. I know how fragile life is, so I try to drink my tears because I don't want them to hit the earth and make anyone else feel what causes them. But I started to choke in the overflow because I was already fighting to breathe between delayed heartbeats of a dying heart. My everything longs for him. My heart aches because I told myself that I was never going to be here ever again. I just crashed into this thing I feel for him, leaving me unable to just walk away. I was trapped deep under a heavy pile of my emotions, caught all up in his energy. I tried to be as visible as possible, But before I left, he never even knew that I was there. I wish that I could just pack up my heart like a suitcase and go. Just neatly fold up my feelings of hurt and disappointment and pain and organize them. No, wait. You can't organize heartbreak. So I'll just say, place. Place them in areas they fit. Like next to my internal tears that only fall down my cheeks in solitude. Because I'm afraid to let them see me cry. Before they just might figure out that those tears are shed about them. And it may not matter. Place them in the spot next to the tingles of my skin that I get when I want to believe I'm feeling their thoughts of me, think he thinks of me. Lay those next to the devastation from devastating words that make you feel unpretty. Saying over and over in my head because it can't be unheard. Line the suitcase with the shattered pieces of my heart and just lay all of that on top. Getting tight in this suitcase. But it's crazy because I still feel just a little more space. Because I still love him. He still doesn't know. I don't even know how I got here, residing in the eighth of my shattered pieces of heart. That's that piece. Damn.
Go on.
Damn.
You always have a way of presenting your pieces out. You know what I'm saying? That's what's dope about it. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
We appreciate what you lay on the line. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, King, before you get into your piece, could I hear that more?
I got you right on deck. You know what I'm saying? I'm right there with it. Here we go.
All this. Next election. Hey, it's all less from Prez, baby.
Just rock with me now.
And I'm just running mate low, so in case you ain't know so. Yeah.
You got fashionista style. I'm loving your smile and the way you get down.
Rock with me now.
I can't see no one else. It's you by yourself. Yeah, in spite of the crowd.
Baby, no one else matters.
It started off as a kiss. Never expecting this. So now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
Addiction.
Expecting this,
so now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
got you and me wind out. I get them hooked like I threw a fishing line out.
Gotcha.
My white girl keep me better lined out. I'm 2G, so I stay Gucci signed out. And I get so much attention. They sit and talk about me like intervention. They say that white phantom looks so cocaine. I hop out the suicide looking so Cobain. And I just Courtney Love when they know your name. They like Loso, we already know so dang. They come back one more gram, right back like Lindsay out the program. Yeah.
That is my joy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Quarters. This is Epiphany Radio, the Surreal Entertainment Network. Man, this is sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us. You have approximately 45 minutes to get up in here, because guess what? 11 o'clock, the blog talk lady cuts you off at the knees. She ain't got no chip. Yeah? If you want to get up in here, all in now. You got 45 minutes. Yo, Kang, that was that is my
chip. Yeah, yo, he got some bangers, though. You know what I mean? He definitely
does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But speaking of bangers, let's get into this poetry again. I'm anxious to hear what else you brought for us to listen to tonight. But I'm going to back out the way. Give you the mic. Have you ready?
Mic is yours. Yes. Thank you. This piece is called Leaving It. Can't stall in the halls, on the floors, demonic doors. Find a cause without losing you and yours when tears pour. Although angels saw cycles and tours, wars are endless. While remain in this punctured wrath, there is no forgiveness. Shed skin, begin again. It's about to win, no attention. Stop looking, listen, instead of pretending, create inventions. Keep the wheels turning, remove the anger that's burning. Love yearning, trust is earned. Once again, it's about higher learning. Mistakes of hatred is faceless. Coked animals caged in. The trainer's not amazing. Only craving sensation. Old Testament literature. Move on to Matthew if you have to. I survive after battles. My attitude doesn't care for clues. Who's clue on riddles or piecing puzzles to solve them? Carving a mark in life. I'm a vestibule of problems. Not my cross to bear. As I stare, fully aware to persevere. Institute a new place where the air is holding my souvenirs.
Okay. Hold on, can you repeat that last stanza, the last few lines?
Not my cross to bear as I stare, fully aware to persevere, institute a new place where the air is holding my souvenirs.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. This fire all around your pieces, that directness, man. How do you be so direct and rhyme at the same damn time?
that comes from the Spices back in New York. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes, they used to want to chop your head off on that. So, you know, when you around different blocks and you people in ciphers and stuff, you got to be on ready. It ain't about taking the hell. You just come back and sharpen your tools the next day. Just go in. So I've always been a straightforward person anyway, so I just get it off my chest, and that's it. I don't talk about it no more. Like, yo, we good. You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, hold up, nothing. Get out of here.
I hear that. Yo, you sound like one of them Italian guys over there in New York just now. You said that. Get out of here. I heard Robert De Niro just now. Like, damn.
That's how it was, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
They used to be, I mean, that's any city, not just New York, but, you know, I'm pretty sure in Philly they be having those ciphers out there where things get hot. You be like, yo, I think they're about to get into something. Beyond the ciphers.
Not anything around me, but I know they have it going on because they got the little spots, you know, that they pick to do their thing. You know, hopefully I'll be blessed to come up on one day and just jump right in, you know. But until then, God, he pissed me. You know, and my pen.
Yeah, no doubt.
Want to give this automatic charismatic a try again?
Let's see where he's at.
All right, let me open his mic once more again. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, are you on? Can you hear us? Are you muted? Maybe he's having technical difficulties, but that's all right. One more stop, no show. Whoop, wait a minute. Okay.
Hello? Is anybody there?
There you go.
I'm multitasking.
Okay. We couldn't hear you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you feeling tonight?
What's
your mouth and cat?
I'm up here driving on the highway. Me in the mountains.
Okay.
I make my delivery.
Right. Focus.
Yeah, I'm always focused.
Yeah.
Man. I'm always looking ahead. I'm looking around. It's just like poetry.
Okay.
You know?
Not driving up the mountain.
I hear you. Yeah, my niece used to drive some big rigs, you know, up there in the mountains and cross country and stuff. But she gave up on it. She was just like, she got
I love
tired,
what I,
you know.
I do.
Okay, that's what's up. That's absolutely what's up. But since you love what you do, can you tell us, you know, the question for tonight is what motivates your poetry? What's the motivation behind it?
Yeah. Faith? Yeah, faith.
Okay.
Faith. God has done amazing things within my life. You know, I was in a shelter, and he nurtured me, helped me out while I was there. I was fed, I was in the bed. I even slept on the floor, not on the floor, but on a like little bed thing that's kind of like on the floor. I was sick in the hospital for 2 weeks. I've been going through hell with truck driving companies. I asked God, is this the place for me? And, he just done wonderful things in my life. And I've been around people who don't have a home, who don't have anything. You know what I mean? And they still smile like they got it all, you know? And I'm like, and it teaches me something. It teaches a lesson. And my mom just been there. I don't know what I would do without my mother. Honestly, I got back to trucking. Said I'm gonna go on faith, you know, and just take a chance. And this company is a good company for me.
Okay.
So,
what I'm talking about? Oh yeah, I feel you on that one. I never lose my faith either because I just know certain mountains wouldn't be moved out of my way, and I wouldn't have time and strength if not for God. So I understand, believe me, okay? I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual, and I have amazing relationship. Okay.
And that's the thing. I believe in God in the spiritual form. I believe Jesus, Yeshua, in the spiritual form. I don't get into all that other stuff because I believe that God is no favor of a person. So I don't believe in, you know, all that religious stuff. I don't fall for that. I think that's a trap.
Well,
and
you know,
make people slaves.
Yeah. Well, religion is a, for me personally, it's about control, you know, and it instills a lot of fearful things for people to follow. But to each his own, you know. There's beautiful parts of religion,
you're right,
amazing parts of religion, and there are some really, really negative things attached to religion. Yeah,
that's what rules the world. The negative, you gonna have negative, and you gonna have positive in life, and we learn from both.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you need, you know, if you don't have negativity, you're not gonna learn. Okay,
can't
all be
exactly
good all the time. If what was that? I'm gonna take a reference from Finding Nemo. What Dory say? If nothing ever happened to him, ain't nothing ever going to happen for you, you know? And that's very true.
That. I agree with that.
You know, you got to go through something to get to something. But what you going to freestyle? I know you're freestyling because you said you're driving, you know. So what you going to freestyle for
so
tonight?
I'm going to do a poem called this is all about me. I'm going to do a poem called That's Me.
The mic is yours.
You see, I grow through this fire. I feel like the burning desire. Coming out the tunnel, I've been through that struggle. And every day, sometimes it gets hard to even try to hustle. Now feel my flexibility as I move my muscle. And these are the time and age. And sometimes I felt like I was very afraid. And my life has been there displayed. You see, that's me. That's the kind of words that I bring to people. And they can look at my life and maybe to inspire, maybe to admire, maybe see that you don't have to be in that captivity of hell. You will prevail. You see, I've been at that place where people said that you would never be something, but you're slow and you won't grow. They say retarded, and you say that the highly disregarded. And see, for these days that you be our smartest. If I was a slave, if I was commitment to words, my whole equipment, my whole mindset would be down in the dirt, and I will only feel the hurt. And see, I had to go in my soul to research, because that's me. The days and the days to look ahead, and words have been said. Sometimes they are kind, and sometimes I had to remind that other words I had to leave behind. See, I was a young boy coming up to say, oh, he's this, Larry, he's that. No, no, my name is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Oh, knock on the door. That name means something. And some days when I felt like I was in a struggle, see, I had to go ahead and give a rebuttal. I'm out to hear the teaching, more words to reach, and that's me. The unbelievable, the unthinkable, what can I bring? See, I want to wear my crown like a king, and words to never be frozen. These days I can look in my mind and reopen. Sometimes like my life is swimming like an ocean. Sometimes it just felt like I was going through the motion, because they said I could never be something. They said that, go ahead, go in the back of the line. You won't shine. Maybe your whole life will be in decline. But see, I had to give up from my spine. I've been hurt before. So in the days that I pray to God that I be restored. See, my mom is a bishop, and she prayed for her son. When in these days have begun, I rise as the sun that I shine. So I won't climb. I just take what's mine, because that's me. That's that same little boy. That's that same little boy that people want to beat up. That's that same little boy that they made fun of when I talk. But now look at my walk. Because I killed all that negativity like a verbal assault. Maybe in these days I may change your mind. But if you only thought that I was so slow, maybe you were just blind to those naysayers. I speak it from my chest. I speak because I'm free. Thank God for everything I've been through. Yeah, that's me. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, take is in the Marlin, wipe it and dry.
Dope. That was dope. I think we have all been here. Go ahead, Craig. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that was fly, man. You know what I'm saying? Even while you're going into the mountains, man, you're reaching the hierarchy of life.
Yeah. You know what? I think we have all been to that. We've gotten to that point in our lives. I know I have. I've had people tell me all my life, I can't do it. You can't do it. You ain't going to be able to do it. You ain't going to be able to do it. I couldn't do it. It just can't be done. And I did it. On the first try, I did it. And I was never a bragger, but I couldn't wait to get back and share my good news. And that still wasn't good enough. You know, I was never celebrated. But I always worked my way through, and I did it. And I'm still doing what they say I couldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's all good. You need those people to tell you that you can't do it, to push you.
Right.
That's what pushed me. You know what I mean? It was fine and good to have the ones that was in my corner, which was very few and far in between. But them ones, the majority of people in my life always told me, you can't do that. You know, it's just not possible. I can't do it.
Yes.
I can't do it. You ain't going to be able to do it. I'm going to give you a real quick story. When I went to go get my driver's license, right, I didn't really study because, you know, once you're a passenger for the most part of your life, you already know the rules of the road by watching the driver, see what they're doing. So I pretty much understood the signs on the road and all of that stuff, right? So I called up someone that I used to consider a very good friend of mine until, you know, things just went differently. They went left. And I was telling her, I'm going to go take the test tomorrow to get my driver's license. And she said, you ain't going to be able to do it. You can't do it. Everybody fails at least a couple times. And you're going to have to keep rescheduling. I was like, well, damn, that's positive. Thank you. You know, and I went in there and I took that during the computer test and then went right outside. And as soon as I sat down in the car, I fastened my seatbelt and the instructor said, you know, you got your license, right? Just take it out, bring it around the block and park it. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to get back. Tell.
Yes.
You know, so. Go ahead.
LaPearl, you know what I think about? I think about, remember the movie Lean on Me?
Mm-hmm.
How when kids are preparing for the test, said Principal Clark, Joe Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was his story about his life. And he said, make liars out of people. They thought that nobody was going to grow. The students could not be smart enough to excel from that high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, and it's like this, you know, You said about when you were the passenger. Sometimes we have to wait as passengers before we can actually be the driver. And when you are a passenger, you are learning. You're growing as a passenger. And then it'll be your time. Like there was that time when you are behind the wheel. Everybody has a time. Everybody has a time when everybody was a passenger. And then now they become the driver.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, we're still going to run into them because you got people that will always see in you what they can't do, what they want to do, but they can't do it. They, no matter how hard they try, and they're like, well, if I can't do it, then they don't deserve to have it. They don't deserve to get it. You know, that's how some folks think. You know, you get, but you need your haters. That's all it is.
But that,
haters motivate.
That's what you need. That's what you need.
Cat Williams said that. Okay. That's true. What are you saying? No, Cat Williams said you got to get in touch with your star player, and that's you. Okay.
Yes. He said you need haters.
That's
true. And I'm saying, what are you complaining for? You got haters in your life. Let me tell you something. When you are hated, our leaders were hated on. Dr. King was hated on. Malcolm X was hated on. You said something very interesting about Muammar Gaddafi, and I agree with you 100%. How, you know, that was he was no type of terrorist. Of course, everything that America does is questionable. So, you know.
You know it was about their gold.
I agree with everything. All the statements that I've made, I agree upon. Like you said about Bin Laden. I mean, I think that that takes a lot of courage to even step up and say it because everybody wants to, people want to be politically correct all the time. And sometimes you got to be that person that's not politically correct and that would say things that really need to be said. But if we live in a world of politically correct, the truth will never come out.
You're right about that, and guess what? I have always gone against the grain because I had no choice but to. So I've done things by myself. I had learned by myself to teach myself and push back and push back, even though I knew I was right. But I pushed also. But Automatic, thank you very much for calling in. Oh, King, I ain't even let you get in on this. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank
guys, it's all good. You know, okay.
That's what's up.
Thank you for coming through.
I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. Let you go have yourself a drink. Put your feet up. Don't you bring no liquor in my in the bar.
Do you have security?
All right, thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right.
Yo. All right, DJ, can we get a cut?
I got a song for him. Yeah, definitely. Right. I got something for him. Let's hit him off with the tribe.
Socialize, issued rhythms that are on the rise. Step right up with an open circuit. Get this current. Don't you know it's worth it? Presented with tribe centricity. Compared, don't you know? Vibe electricity, strong like a bomb, quick like a comet. Can I get whatever from Mr. Muhammad? the free. See, go and keep progressing. Eagles of the tribe. If we have to swing it, we won't take a dive. Sunday, my composite. Binge it once some more. Muhammad push the button. Sample sing the score. Try to pose up with the tribesmen, rhythm on your toes. Yes, it's the funk again, appreciate the flow. Denounce the circuit breakers, do it with the best. The movers and the shakers, busting out the heat. Vince for at my vehicle, burning up the felt. Rhythm's up to me, it will be strong like a bomb, quick like a comet. Can I get whatever from Mr. Muhammad?
But I don't give a damn.
What?
Rhythms are the thing. Rhythms have the key. Rhythms make you swing. If you don't like it,
no,
you can pucker up. You listen, Mr. Quill. If you're hiding, just give up. I'm a rhythm monster. Who's out on a foul? Muhammad gives the hook like Woodsy the owl. Compadre, my compadre. Kid, you want some more?
What?
Muhammad, push the button. Sample thing to score.
Maestro, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. But let me do this real quick, okay? You know, time to pay the bills again. Let me get up in here real quick. Actually, 18, because at 11 o'clock, Blog Talk Lady is like, see you later, bye. She gonna cut you off. She ain't got no chill. So y'all get on up in here before 11 o'clock. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one. What's up, King?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know. I just had an epiphany. I mean, just resonated on me and stuff. Nipsey Hussle, you know, that brother, he did a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, music-wise and just for the culture and the area where he lived at and everything like that. And, you know, just bringing it back, that old school, let's take care of the community. That's what we need to bring back in the world, you know what I mean? Like, that has to be the voice, the journey. That's the only way being proactive, that's the only way we're going to take care of things in society. Well, try to help take care of things in society. We got to start standing on our rights and everything again. You know?
I agree. I agree. Now, I don't know much about him. I never really did. I heard about him from time to time, but I never really ventured into finding out what he was about. But I heard a lot of good things about him.
He was a pretty pop.
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, we do need to get back to being
A community, and, you know, helping and caring for one another. Everything is a solo for self thing these days, you know what I mean? And it's, that's not the way it's supposed to be. It really is. It is, even within the relationships that we see, it's a solo for self. It's like, I try to tell people that being in a relationship is not a competition. It's a collaboration. When you collaborate, you work together to build, you know, one another. You keep building and building and building, and when one starts to veer off to the left, you just grab them by the arm and be like, hey, come on back over here. You know, we're working together here. But, you know, it is what it is.
But you know, the jealousy out there in the world, that's what taints a lot of relationships, whether it's intimate or, you know, platonic or whatever. A lot of jealousy from others, and when they see things and they just feel a certain way, you know what I'm saying? I saw different ways of that when I just, like, coming up even right down here in South Jersey. You know, being up there from New York, it was a whole different animal, you know what I'm saying? But being down here, I saw in the beginning, like, okay, everybody rocking together. But then, you know, I've been there 31 years. So then as I got older, I started seeing the treachery. You know what I'm saying? People lying, other people up and everything. It was just crazy. I thought, yo, I thought y'all was cool. Nah, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm like, yo, that's that fake shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's why I'm going to this place Dolo. You know what I mean? And you know what they say most times? Oh, I thought you moved back to New York. I was like, you moved back to New York. I'm like, I just saw your wife in the supermarket a couple of days ago. Like, because they don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You low key. Not on purpose,
you're
but you're working. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Like, and then when they know you're doing certain things, and then it's like, oh, this nigga. I'm like, dude, like, you just wake up in the mirror in the morning, the mirror and shit, and like, you just want to hate on somebody? Like, what's wrong with you?
That's right. You know, it's got to be a miserable existence. You wake up angry. I don't want it. I don't want no parts of it. Let me keep my peace. When I wake up in the morning, I'm giving thanks for all the blessings that are bestowed upon me. I can hear and I enjoy listening to life coming alive. I love hearing the birds and the wind and smelling, and I still can smell. I can still get up and move around, and I can still see. All of those little things are things that I am very, very grateful for, because I enjoy those senses being stimulated. You know, I ain't got time to be angry at nobody. What Cat Williams say? You put you angry at breakfast? Did bacon do something to you?
And you know, the beauty though is when you see people that you don't even know, like when you go like to the Wawa's or something like that, and you come in, good morning, how you doing? Good morning, or somebody else, you know, like smiling and stuff. Then when you be in certain other areas, somebody mean mugging you or something, you're like, damn, what the fuck is all that energy for? You know what I mean? And I'll just walk around smiling and shit, you know, I'll see somebody, good morning, how you doing? All right. Hold the door open for people and stuff. You know, thank you. Hold on the door. Thank you again. Well, I'm like, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Have a good day. You know what I'm saying? And you're going about your day. Then you see these monsters. You know what I'm saying? You in the line. They all looking at you like mean mugging. It's like, yo, what's that? It's like they trying to check your temperature. It's like, dude, like, what's wrong with you? Like, they looking for, trying to institute some type of, you know, issue and stuff. I don't know. People just... What's that guy name? Witherspoon, whatever. A bunch of unhappy motherfuckers. Ugly, unhappy motherfuckers. That's what he used to say.
Yeah, and it is ugly to be unhappy. It's very, very ugly. This is why I'm so adamant about being positive. And, you know, every once in a while I sneak in everybody's inbox and I'll post a little positive, you know, speech that I came up with.
Yeah,
that just
yo,
moves me, and I give it to y'all. I give it to y'all because it's a blessing to me. It makes me happy. I'm like, I don't want nobody down around me. I want to lift y'all up.
Right.
Regardless of what you're going through, how you look, I don't care what your situation is, but I want you to know that it ain't all bad all the time, okay? Life is still beautiful.
Right.
It's still to be lived. You know what I mean? So live it in a happy space. What the fish say? Find a happy place. Find a happy place. Find a happy place. What was that? That was just Finding Nemo too. When they was in the tank and the little girl was banging on the tank and the starfish was like, oh God, find a happy place. Find a happy place. Find a happy place. I'm real with that. I'm very, very serious about that. People don't understand that they have a divine spark within them. And all you got to do is tap into that part in you, and you'll start shining. I promise you it gets better. What my late husband
wait till
said,
next month.
It was greater later.
Wait till next month, LaPearl. You're going to see all
say
type
that?
Of shit next month. Next month, you're going to see
that's
all
right.
type of shit. No,
that's
no,
right.
no. There's a reason I'm telling you this. I'm giving you the pre-warning. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Next
okay.
month, we're going to have two supermoons.
Uh-oh.
One on August
Uh-oh.
1st, and the other one is, I think, August 28th. Two
okay.
big supermoons. So you know the energy out there is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a little off
the beginning of the month and one at the end of the month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right.
Because
I'm going to be manifesting with both of them. I talk to the moon. I do.
So think about
I
it.
Think I'm
so you know it's a couple of days before you start feeling that energy for the moon. You know what I'm saying? 3 days before, 3 days after. Shit, it's going to be
mm-hmm.
the week before that moon comes. Because if it's a super moon,
mm-hmm.
that energy already going to be in the air the week before. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going
to
be prepared.
I might have to.
Not scared.
I might have to steal what we're talking about right now and throw it in Wednesday night show because you know we all about that energy over there on Diva
Talk.
Yeah,
definitely.
I have to throw that up.
There's going to be some trouble, some difficulties out here for people. You know,
okay.
Talk to Larry about them bracelets and necklaces, them stones.
Okay.
You don't need that.
Yeah, y'all, come on, y'all. Everybody grab your raw links. Holler at Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, because he got you covered with his raw links. I'm trying
to
tell you. Okay.
Before August, you're going to need that. Trust me.
Okay.
I know this. Because I feed off the moon energy. You know, creatively, though. But I be knowing what's in the air. I mean,
absolutely.
Don't be well, you know what? How about we get into some Monifa right now?
Okay.
What's one of her, old joints?
Let's get it.
Yeah, another soul on soul. Yeah, production. Yeah. I stay soaked in foreign colognes, I keep dip. Coogi sweat his hand knit, cause that's that fly shit. I stay laced because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff, flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen hundred Benz coupe in my driveway. Tried to have it my way, the flyway, led to a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you. Instead I dissed you, so now I miss you, true.
Nights, three lonely days since I last saw you. Now things just ain't the same. Whatever happened to the promise that we made? You'll never leave me. I'll never leave you.
Now you're gone. It's been too long.
You've been gone. But let's not talk about who's right or who's wrong. I want to move on so we can start all over again. Cause I'd much rather be with you than without you. I love you. Baby, I need you.
With gold fronts, eyes red from blunts, been on tour for months, they dipped in crushed linen, player from the beginning, creaming women, and I be sinning, that's how I'm living, ladies in all complexions, connections and ghetto sections, but you'll be that exception, the one I cared about, wanna know about your whereabouts, and then I dissed you, so now I miss you, true,
so come back home.
All right, yeah, that's no oldie but goodie. I'm definitely a fan of her too.
Yeah, she definitely got some pipes. I mean,
absolutely. I got one more piece, you know, to throw at y'all if you want to hear about it. This piece is super, super old, but I want to spit it. So, and it's untitled.
All right. Mike is yours.
Thank you. From childhood's hour, I have not seen as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring, from the same source. I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all that I loved alone. And that's Edgar Allan Poe. To be my peace, he must understand the love I share has a deep connection with the highest white light. So he and everything he loves will always be covered in my presence and conversations with the Most High, because spirit is always present in me. I love like no other. To be my peace, I need him to understand that I carry wisdom, so his safe space will never be as a weapon. He can trust me. I need him to be the one who really sees me because I've been overlooked. I need for him to understand that his appreciation emphasizes the natural essence of my true inner beauty because my spirit has been broken. That I only need my gentleman's beast to appear in two places, in unsafe conditions and in the bedroom. I need him to crave me so that I know he isn't drawn to another, because they've always made her presence felt above mine. To be my peace, I need him to give me the safe space of comfort where he's so willing to hear me that we connect at a level where I feel his kisses on my soul. Because my words have been deemed redundant. I need to see forever behind the water in his eyes, because uncertainty is an unacceptable. I need to feel the love in his always welcoming embrace and the passion in his kisses, so I can just dive in, because rejection built these walls. I need his selflessness exuded limitlessly and to never take my openness for granted, because I only know how to give. I need him to know that he can exhale his troubles between my heartbeats and escape in me when he rests his head upon my bosom. Because I'm not trying to be. I am his woman. Because what I need most, is to know, is my heart safe with you? Because this time, I just may not mend if broken. I bring peace. Give me you, and please bring peace to my peace. I've already had a hell. I've already had a home in hell's chaos. That's it, peace.
Yo, that was dope. You always
Thank
come
you.
With, that's like the showstopper right there. That's like the end of the line for the night.
You
know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You closed the door.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a
great show. I just heard the Pearl of Negra. Tune in for the next episode.
Thank you.
You definitely laid that out.
Yeah, this is a dope show, King. I don't know if you wanna send us off with a piece or you wanna end it with a song. Either way.
Send it out with a song. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me see what I got up in the jump. You know what? All right, I'm gonna go with some French Montana. So I can close it out. Yo, we'll see y'all next week. You know what I'm saying? Monday night, 9 p.m. King and Queen's Quarters. You know what I'm saying? Your host King Atterbury, along with the Divas, and you never know which Diva you're gonna get up in here. Or you might see you both one night. So look.
Hey.
Tiffany.
That's what's up.
We here. And go cop some bracelets and necklaces. I'm going to take y'all out right now.
Out.